Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 21st, 2018. Today is Wednesday in the fifth week of Lent. The reading today is the whole of Psalm 130. Out of the depths have I called to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears consider well the voice of my supplication. If you, Lord, were to note what is done amiss, O Lord, who could stand? For there is forgiveness with you, therefore you shall be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits for him, and his word is my hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning, more than watchmen for the morning. O Israel, wait for the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy. With him there is plenteous redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all their sins. Here ends the reading. I've never liked to wait. And I doubt that that character flaw comes by way of genetics, but my dad never liked to wait either. He refused to wait at a restaurant. Sometimes it was a little bit humorous. We would go to a restaurant and they would tell us it was a 30-minute wait. And my dad would always say, I'm not waiting for 30 minutes for dinner. And then we would proceed to spend 30 minutes in the car riding around looking for another place. And eventually he would settle for a place with a 10-minute wait, by which time we had exhausted 40 minutes in the search. I'm somewhat like that. Sometimes I don't see anything productive about waiting. And now, with the advent of Wi-Fi in every nook and cranny, and nearly everyone carrying tablets and computers and smartphones, we have even less capacity to simply wait. I was noticing at my local coffee shop this morning, as I stood in line and attempted to undertake the experiment of simply standing in line, I couldn't help but notice that I was the only one there out of 12 people in line without my face downward toward some sort of electronic device. I say that not as a way of judging those around me, because I spent plenty of time with my face in my screen. But I just noticed how impatient we are with waiting. We want everything now. And now in my local coffee shop, you can order your coffee or your specialty drink from your smart device on your way to the shop so that you can simply dash in and dash out, having paid for it via a phone application, and you never have to wait. Well, sometimes there is waiting. We wait in the night watches with friends or family who are ill. We wait to hear of news from people who are traveling. We wait on babies. We wait on death. We wait when we're struggling with making a decision. We wait when a decision is made for us, something completely out of control. We wait. And I suspect that the reason we put so much energy into being distracted is its uncomfortable waiting. When the psalmist talks about waiting out of the depths, we can presume that that is a place of discomfort, a place of struggle and trial. Out of the depths, the psalmist waits. He waits to hear from God. Waits for God to act, waits for God to be present to him. The people of God are often waiting. The Israelites waited for their deliverance from Egypt And then centuries later, the Jewish people waited for their deliverance from Babylon. The Jews waited for their Messiah. And our Jewish brothers and sisters today continue to wait. Those of us who believe that Jesus is the embodiment of God and the Messiah, we wait for him to fulfill the promise to return again. And how do we occupy ourselves while waiting? Is it by distracting ourselves to death? Is it by refusing to sit still? Is it by refusing to acknowledge the anxiety that comes with waiting? What would it be like to breathe, to sit, to feel both the anxiety and the peacefulness of waiting? Wait for the Lord, because with the Lord there is plenteous redemption. That seems like a good word for this midway point in the fifth week of Lent. Pause. Take a breath. Get still. Wait for the Lord. Let us pray. O Lord, support us all the day long until the shadows lengthen and the evening comes and the busy world is hushed and the fever of life is over and our work is done. Then in your mercy, grant us a safe lodging and a holy rest and peace at the last. Amen.